channeling is a word that can be easily misunderstood, but it is a spiritual experience. It simply means the descent of the divine into a person. And that's what channeling is. You become a channel to the divine. And what is the benefit of it? Then you are not yourself. You are not using your ignorance. You're using the mind of God. So when you practice channeling, pretending that even if it is a pretension, sometimes it is, and sometimes it is not. And it is something that can happen to anyone. And once that happens, once you fake that you are God or the goddess, then you will be able to experience an altered state of consciousness. But there are timings when your channeling will be more powerful, more easier. And during that time, you will be able to get out of yourself and then become a channel to the goddess. The reason why I wanted people to come and experience this is because they will be benefited by the wisdom of the goddess. The goddess's descent into you is a very profound experience. There will be exotic drums that will accompany the channeling process. So I did the experiment that in a very introductory manner during the Guru Purnima time. People asked them to dance and listen to this music. So it is a tradition in India, a very, very old tradition. And who uses this tradition? Especially the poor people. The poor people think that really do not have any idea of what's going on. But they are asking the goddess to come and then help them. And it is a profound thing that happens. I personally visit just for my own research and understanding once a week at least to a channel of Angali. And whenever this guy channels, there's tremendous amount of love and compassion. I'm profoundly sad to see so much suffering in this world. And sometimes it is heart sorrow. And you need divine intervention. Otherwise, no matter what you do, you are unable to deal with your situation. In most cases, it is a lack of money, or lack of relationship, or lack of health. These are the main areas that give a lot of suffering. And the goddess Angali is a very compassionate being. And somebody, when I went to the channeling session, this woman who was before me said, my daughter has borrowed like $110 from somebody, and then she's paying the interest on the $120. And she has already paid $120. And when can you end? When can she get the $120 so that she can be free of it? So you can see the kind of people who go there. But the goddess would say, well, I thought I was standing by. I can give you the $120. But that's not possible. I cannot give it to everyone. So you have to do it yourself. So the goddess trip is one where you will acquire divine consciousness. And through divine consciousness, you can put an end to problems that otherwise you can't find a solution to by yourself. And especially this goddess is the goddess who is in charge of Siddhi powers. Siddhi powers are just ability to do miracles. And the last thing that Jesus said during his lifetime is, I just want every one of you to do miracles. and we are capable of it. It is a miracle, it is a state of consciousness. In order to experience miracle, the one step is to learn channeling. And through the channeling, you can get these siddhi powers or miraculous consciousness. We have been given the ability, every one of us,